Blog Talk Radio.
The doctrine of the devils, the toleration of the Christian church. Amen. Our devotional reading coming from Galatians, amen, chapter 4, verse 8. Galatians chapter 4, verse 8, it reads as follows: Howbeit, then when ye knew not God, ye did serve unto them which by natures are no gods. But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly ailments, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now. We magnify you. Glorify you, Father, for your wisdom and your knowledge and your understanding. We just ask as this message go forward, Father, that someone may understand, someone may hear, and someone may cry, what must I do, Father? Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, to be known of you. Father, we just thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you as our Lord and Savior, Father, the only begotten Son, Father, the only God that we know. Father, it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah and amen. The toleration of the Christian church. Amen. And we have tolerated a lot of things, church. Amen. I mean, a lot of things that we have tolerated in the church that's not of the church. Amen. So, and even as I have given you, amen, our devotional scripture reading, you have to understand something. He said, when you were not known of God, you was not known of God, you worshiped, amen, you worshiped other gods. But that was because you was a heathen, amen. You didn't know any better, amen. Can I get a witness? He said, but now, being known of God, you ought to know better to worship these same worldly things that you have just come out of church. This is nonsense, amen. We ought to have more knowledge that we should not be seduced, amen, or deceived, amen, into believing these lies, amen. Shall I get a witness here? And it's not just you, amen, because this been going on, amen. This been going on and it's still going on. The same gods that they worship back then, the same gods we worship in today, amen. They just up under another name, amen. Can I get a witness here? But it's the same doctrine, it's the same deception. Hallelujah. Oh, God. On that note, let's go to Revelation, amen, chapter 2. Amen. Revelation chapter 2, we start in verse 13, if you don't mind. It says, I know your works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. Thou holdest my name and hast not denied my faith, amen, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, amen, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. What are you talking about, Satan dwelleth? Satan dwelleth in the church. Satan been in the church, and he's still in the church in the pulpit. Amen, hallelujah. Verse 14 says this, but I have a few things against thee, because thou hast dealt them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, amen, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication, amen, hallelujah. He said, yeah, these things are against the church. Amen. The number one thing he said was the doctrine of Balaam. Amen. The doctrine of Balaam. The doctrine of Balaam. Now, let's go to number two. Number two, he said, in verse 15, he said, so hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, amen, which thing I hate. He said, repent, or else I will come unto you quickly, and I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Amen. He's talking about the word of God. He's going to fight against them with the word of God. Now, let me tell you something. You got two doctrines here. You got one of Balaam and one of the Nicolaitans. Amen. Now, let's go to verse 20. It said, withstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou suffereth that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, to eat things that sacrifice to idols, and I gave her space, amen, to repent for her fornications, and she repented not. Amen. Okay. So you got three different doctrines that was in the church. Amen. Move on. Now, this is throughout a time period, amen, that these doctrines successfully penetrated the church, amen, and they are still in the church because these doctrines have the same God or the same motive. What I'm saying is that you got Baal worship here. And when you got Baal worship, you also have Astaroth worship, because Baal and Astaroth was married. Amen. Oh God. So when you talk about Astaroth, Astarte, she goes by different names. Isis, Diana, there's a lot of different names that she falls up under, and this was the wife of Baal. Amen. And then she became the wife of other deities that's down in the history. Amen. With name changes, both Baal and Isis, Ashraf, Astarte, both changed names down the history, and is still in the church upon the names. Amen. Can I get a witness here? And the church is worshiping Baal, amen, and his wife, Asher. If you worship one, you got to worship the other. You can't worship one and say you don't worship the other, because you are lying. The truth is not in you. Hallelujah. So this is what I'm trying to get you to understand by reading this to you, is that the church was dealing with these three different aspects of doctrine. Amen. In the church was really deceiving the church and manipulating the church into doing things that they was not supposed to be doing, mixing paganism with Christianity, and it succeeded not only in that citrus, but throughout the citrus, with the Roman Empire, with the Greeks, and with the Persians, and the Babylonians, and all of these others. We tolerated their gods, but they will not tolerate our God. Amen. You go into another country and start preaching Christianity. Amen. They are not going to tolerate Christianity there. Amen. But we'll tolerate their gods. We'll tolerate their customs. We'll tolerate their traditions, because America is Babylon itself. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God. If you read about Babylon, the only country that you can come up with the identity of Babylon in the Bible is America. Hallelujah. Oh God, I'm talking about the doctrine of devils, the toleration of Christian church. Hallelujah. Oh God. Yes, Lord, Baal been in this church, amen. Still in the church, still have authority in the church, amen. Hallelujah. Well, and I'm telling you, the things that you worship in the day, most of them have nothing to do with true Christianity. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Numbers 25. Numbers chapter 25. Amen. Hallelujah. The scripture said in verse 1, Numbers 25, it says, "And Israel abided in Shittim, and the people began to commit a whoredom with the daughters of Moab, and they called the people unto the sacrifice unto their gods, and the people did eat and bow down to their gods, and Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel." Now let me give you a little bit of history. When they use add-ons to Baal, that means they're trying to say something there. That Baal Peor, amen, is you can identify Baal Peor with Shamash, the sun god, all of the sun gods, amen. And how about Horus, amen? Because here he have to be talking about, amen, Horus at this time, amen. The land of the sun god, amen. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, amen. And even the sun god, the sun god of Mithras, and all of these sun gods who was born on the 25th day of December, Tammuz, amen, hallelujah, which is in the Bible in Ezekiel chapter 8, amen, which was a sun god in which Israel worshiped, amen, with all the abominations hanging up on the wall, amen, that's up on the wall of the church today. It's in the walls of the pastor's mind. It's in the walls of the sister's mind. It's in the walls, oh, y'all ain't hearing me. Church, this worship is all over the church. This paganism is all over the church, and we call it Christianity. This is an abomination, amen, amen, to God and to his church, his bride, amen, who is you and I. We cannot let this deception go on. We can't support this deception. We cannot move forward in the church unless the church recognize, oh God, this deception. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, it's in Jesus' mighty name we ask for understanding, Lord. We ask for understanding, oh God. On that note, church, I'm gonna take you to the 31st chapter, amen, of Numbers. We're going to take you to the 31st chapter of Numbers, amen, starting at the 15th verse. The scripture said, "And Moses said unto them, Have ye saved all the women alive? Amen. Behold, these caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit trespasses against the Lord in the matter of poor. And there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. Now therefore kill every male among the little ones. Kill every woman who has known man by lying with him. But all the women and children that have not known a man by lying with him, keep alive for yourself." Oh God. Hallelujah. Well, you say, well, why God would do this? Amen. Because of the plague. A plague is not, amen, just in a disease form, amen. A plague is mentally, a plague is mentally through doctrination, amen, hallelujah. And once this plague go on, amen, that's the reason why the church is what it is today, because the church mind have been blinded from the truth, and the truth is not in the church any longer, amen. I'm talking about the Holy One of Israel, amen, the God Jehovah, amen. Can I get a witness here? The anointed one, Christ, amen, who we supposed to be serving, rather than Belpoor, rather than Ashraf, rather than Estor, amen, oh, y'all ain't hearing me, rather than Isha, can I get a witness here, rather than Ashraf, wherever she want to ever call her name, which is another symbol of Isis. Get her with the Ishtar, amen, which means Easter, which you are worshiping another god. You worshiping another demon. You worshiping another devil and trying to call it a Christian tradition. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Church, oh, God, I need you to examine yourself and your traditions. Amen. That you so-called Christians, which you are, but lies designed to deceive the masses. Check yourself out. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Jesus himself says your tradition have caused you to sin. Amen. We don't want to read that. And he told the leaders of the church this. He said your tradition has caused you to sin. Your traditions have caused you to sin. What is the church traditions today? Amen. Whatever it is today, church, I'm telling you, it's causing you to sin. Amen. Can I get a witness here? When a pastor don't know the difference between the Easter and Passover, there's a problem in the church. Can I get a witness here? When a member in the church don't know the difference between Easter and Passover, there's a problem in the church, amen. They don't know what they're worshiping. They don't know what they're serving. And because of that, I'm here preaching on the doctrine of devils, the toleration of the Christian church. Oh, God. That's right, the Christian church tolerate anything, amen. Can I get a witness here? We tolerate anything. We the only one that are tolerated, amen. Can I get a witness here? Amen. Go over there to them other countries. Amen. I guarantee you they're not going to tolerate it. I guarantee you they're not going to tolerate it. But we are the Babylon of the future. So what you say is really don't make a difference because we are the Babylon of the future. Oh, God, and we have proven that. Amen. We surely have proven that we are a system of Babylonian power, seeking the glory of money and finances and riches, the same thing that Baal sought, amen, Balak sought. We're seeking today, amen. Balak was seeking prosperity, amen, by cursing Israel, amen. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me right now. I'm telling you, Balaam was seeking the same thing as the church. Seeking by giving you the message of prosperity, amen. And you just eating it up the same way that Israel was eating it up. And as soon as Israel was seduced and believing this demonic, amen, doctrine, amen. Baal turned on them. Baal turned on them. And your church gonna turn on you. Your pastor gonna turn on you as soon as he gets what he wants. Amen. Ooh. Welcome to the prosperity message. Amen. They want you. Amen. Amen. The only thing about this prosperity message, and they're going to give it to you because you don't know what you're doing, and you do not read the Bible. The Bible says study to show yourself approved. That means that your pastor can't study you. You got to study to show your own self approved. Can I get a witness here? You can't let nobody study for you. You have to study for your own self, and you wouldn't be bewitched. You wouldn't be fooled or deceived into believing all of these lies. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Amen. Let me give you one more scripture as I leave here. Amen. On this morning, I'm coming from Deuteronomy chapter 32. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 32, the scripture says in verse 16, it said, they provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abomination provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God. To gods whom they knew not. To gods whom they, the ones that sacrificing and worshiping, they knew not. They didn't even know the gods. They just doing what other people tell them to do, or doing what other people, they see other people do. They don't even know what they worshiping. They don't even know what they serving. It's the same day in the church. No one is willing to look up anything. No one is willing to define anything. No one is willing to look up the history of anything. They only believe and hear anything that someone says to do. Amen. Hallelujah. The scriptures say to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Oh God. Hallelujah. The ancestors didn't fear. Amen. Amen. I want you to understand something. He said they sacrifice unto devils. Amen. They sacrifice unto devils. That's what the church is doing today. What we call demons, what we call the faith. Amen. What we call ghosts. All of these mysterious beings that does not exist. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what we are off into today. Amen. Because the world is constantly putting it into our children to believe in myths and fairy tales and all of this cotton by tales and this folklore. Amen. This is not biblical, church. Read your Bible. It warns you to not to hearken unto fables. The word fables come from mythos, meaning mythology.